The killing of more than 70 foreign soldiers in July made it the deadliest month for the US-led coalition fighting the Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan. But there is no let-up in the bloody trend in August as the country prepares to hold its second presidential election since the removal of the Taliban from power in 2001. NATO officials say that armed militants in an eastern Afghan region attacked US troops on Sunday soon after hitting their convoy with a roadside bomb. The clash left three American soldiers dead. Six other troops, including three Americans, were killed on Saturday. Authorities say Taliban extremists and their allies are behind increased attacks on election-related activities across the country. The latest attack took place on Saturday when suspected Taliban militants ambushed a convoy carrying Afghan President Hamid Karzai's campaign workers. The attack killed one guard and wounded two others. Last week, President Karzai offered peace talks to Taliban militants who are prepared to renounce violence. Mr. Karzai's offer was echoed by US and British officials who called for the reintegration of Taliban fighters into Afghanistan's political system if they renounce violence and extremism. At a news conference in Kabul on Sunday, the UN Special Representative in Afghanistan, Kai Eddy, said peace talks should include top Taliban leaders.
If you want relevant results, you have to talk to those who are relevant. If you only have a partial reconciliation process, you will have partial results. If you do want a comprehensive peace process, it is not enough to talk to commanders on the ground. It's a political process, and I think you also have to approach the more political structures of the insurgency movement.
The UN envoy did not name any insurgent leaders, such as fugitive chief of the Taliban insurgents, Mullah Omar. The militant leader has rejected previous offers of peace talks by President Karzai, saying no dialogue can take place while US-led coalition forces are present in Afghanistan. But Mr. Karzai has dismissed this demand, saying the presence of international troops is in the interest of the country. While expressing concerns over alleged irregularities and Taliban attacks on those taking part in the election, UN Representative Eddy said the presidential election is most challenging for both the Afghans and the international community.
First of all, this is a country in conflict. Secondly, it's a country with weak institutions. It's a country with weak infrastructure and with a very high illiteracy rate. It's the most complex election I've ever witnessed. This being said, it is my assessment that what we have seen is by and large a dignified political campaign. We have never witnessed such a vibrant political debate in this country. And we have never seen such involvement by the public as we've seen during these few weeks.
The stepped-up militant violence also comes as US-led forces are engaged in a major offensive in southern parts of the country aimed at improving security ahead of the August 20th election, with President Karzai seen as the front-runner from among as many as 40 candidates. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.